रामदास गुरु सच्ची साही हरदास भाई अमरदास गुरु अमरदास गुरु हरदास भाई रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु सच्ची साही हरदास भाई अमरदास गुरु अमरदास गुरु अरदास भाई रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु सच्ची साई अरदास भाई अमरदास गुरु अमरदास गुरु अरदास भाई रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु सच्ची साई अरदास भाई अमरदास गुरु अमरदास गुरु अरदास भाई रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु सच्ची साई अरदास भाई अमरदास गुरु रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु सच्ची साई अरदास भाई अमरदास गुरु अमरदास गुरु अरदास भाई रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु सच्ची साई अरदास भाई अमरदास गुरु अमरदास गुरु अरदास भाई रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु सच्ची साई अरदास भाई अमरदास गुरु अमरदास गुरु अरदास भाई रामदास
Where is Taliba? Hoi. Beloved Master, I have just realized how much I was stuck in my ideas, giving too much attention to my issues. I saw many important things, my patterns, my personality, but it all left me much stuck in my head, trying, doing, effort. And I ended up hiding, just hiding not to see all this. I thought I was doing a lot for myself, but as you told us, now I see more myself walking just in circles, confused and without strength to do what I know I had to be done, but not knowing how. Yes, you don't know yourself how in desperate need you are of help. I say it's almost impossible to do it yourself. You need somebody on the outside. And not even that you are aware of. You are not really helping yourself for that. It's only when you end up in a situation like here, where you have to look at yourself, then it happens. Then, of course, you feel happy. An intelligent woman, intelligent man is one who is looking. They are seeking, they are ignited, no matter where. That's what I want you to bring with you. Otherwise, you just fall into your old pattern so easy. Then you are lost. After this very strong retreat, I'm facing reality, coming back to myself. Yes, it's very difficult here to stay asleep. Even if you try, somebody tries a lot. But sooner or later, you will have to wake up. It's just how it is. The unreal cannot win over the real, no matter how much you protect it. I have missed the chance so many times to really be here at your feet. Now I heard you, and I understood it. Thank you, beloved Babaji. Thank you for showing me. I love you, Taliba. Very good, Taliba. Welcome back. Where's Hamidullah? Opa, assalamu alaikum. Beloved Babaji, in your presence, I melt. That is nice, you don't get frozen. Then it will be bad. At least you are melting. When the sun is in front of the, when the ice is in front of the sun, it has to melt. No matter how frozen you are. This is, in your presence I melt. I had become so lukewarm and hard. I have wrapped myself in my own identity. That is what the ego is. And this wrapping yourself in your own identity, then you are totally protected from the real. That's the separation. The ego is the separation. And I will tell you a very deep truth. The only separation. The only separation. But that ego is all you have, so you keep it close. You wrap yourself good, so you are protected. This identity that I have created while being more involved here. I have been hibernating on the inside, pretending to search for myself, my truth, pretending a lot and ignoring a lot. Yes. Even here, that's true. Even here you can create a new identity. You had an identity out in the normal world, then you come here and then you can create a spiritual identity or identity of a sannyasin, and it's still identity. You don't need any identity to be yourself. Relax. Alhamdulillah. I have been writing many words, but I have never sent them. I was afraid of what you would answer. And who's afraid? The one packed in, wrapped in the ego blanket. You're not afraid now? What happened?
I melted.
Melted? I will build it. The eyes must be very afraid of the sun. but when the sun is melted, then who is it to be afraid of? I'm melted. Bloop. And it feels so nice. Now I'm fluid. Before I was so hard, so afraid to melt. But now I'm not afraid anymore. I'm melted. I've been writing many words, and many people do that, but I never sent them, yes. And maybe it's good you don't write, because people write a lot anyway. Now, Sakshi and Samara, they have cooled down a bit, you know, like they have been ill many, many years. But we have always new people trying to lead. No, Hanin must have written me like 20 pages, so he is the winner of this retreat. Just give a hooray. Yes. But don't go on, please. Please. I think that's why my eyes is getting worse, because like, okay. I was afraid of what you would answer. Yes, I can understand, because I have no idea what I would answer. So it's a very dangerous territory you're getting into. You never know. I know. I'm surprised myself many times. Ooh! But it makes it exciting. Very alive. I was ashamed of the problems I have caused. I was disappointed in myself. So when everything came up, it was overwhelming. My ground dissolved under my feet. The fear and the shame felt limitless. Yes. My brothers and sisters gave me so much support. It surprised me. I was afraid to be seen as a failure. I did fail. I failed myself. Yes. And why is it so bad? Failure for who? That's the question. Who is it that is a failure? Maybe it's that one who's wrapped in the blanket of the ego. I don't know. Look into it. How can you be a failure? Because you have expectations for yourself. You have some idea that you should be like this and like that and like that. Like the perfect disciple, the good, special. This same disease, no? Now I have been trying to be real without any mask and pretending, but still I find them so close, my old patterns and qualities, yes. That's why I say you have to be vigilant. First, you have to see it. Because when you don't see it, that you have this tendency, when you have this structure, then you cannot do anything. Then it's hopeless. Even if the master is telling you, you don't understand because you don't see it. I cannot interfere if you don't see it. Only when you start getting some clarity, when you're getting some distance to your fear, when you start opening, you don't have so much protection, then I can give you some hints. Then we can start playing with it. Huh? This ghost that you have created. You have made the ghost so real. Hmm? During this whole process, I became so frustrated because every time I answered these questions, all I could find was this. I felt stuck in a dark corner of myself. Yes. What is good when you find the dark corners? In the beginning, is all darkness, because you have never gone in with awareness. Then more and more you go in with awareness, then you see. Huh? So now at least it's a dark corner, it's not everything. So bring light in there to see what it is. What is it in that dark corner that you are hiding? Hmm? You cannot go on living in fear and protection. The life is happening, no? You should be open, you should be alive. This word came out of nowhere, separation. Even though it is there, I don't have to be it, just to accept, let go, open up and love. I'm slowly melting at your feet in love and gratitude, Hamid. Yes. This separation is so old and so deep, we are separated from everything. Hmm? Like you have the body, you have the spirit. This is separation. But really, it's no separation. But you have to integrate it. You have to become whole, one, not split. Ordinary people are so split, they have so many personalities, you don't know which is the real. So you have to go on cutting away all these different sides to come to the real. Only then you become harmonious. Hmm? You are not split. You don't have any fear because you are not separated. Hmm? Then you are separated from yourself, you are separated from me, you are separated from others, you are separated from your heart. Then where are you then? You are just a mess, you are just a facade. This is the whole work to come back, to be integrated as one, centered. Hmm? Then you become strong in spirit, not strong in mind. Not strong in ego, but strong as a presence. Welcome back. Where's Mia? Mia, you are back now. Who's making all your juice? It's on halt? It's finished? The juice business is finished? Oh, they finished the juicing. Do you come for the juice? Okay. One thing I have realized since the last time is my fear of commitment. Anxiety, panic, and escapist thoughts. I came to the conclusion that it is mostly has to do with commitment from the mind. versus the heart. The ones that comes from the heart, the commitment from the heart, I look forward to. And from the mind, I'm totally split inside. Yes, that's a good insight. And who you going to listen to then? That's the thing, because the mind has so many voices. It's so many things you should do. That's why you become split. It changes all the time. Huh? That's why you get anxiety, you get stressed, you get worried. But the heart, you say, you look forward to. The commitment from the heart. Then why don't you listen to the heart? Because we've been so used to listening to the mind. That's where we are trained. So it takes practice, it takes discipline to start listening to your heart. That's why it's difficult. And that is a challenge. That's why it's a challenge for you. Because you are used to the mind, even though it brings you anxiety, stress. But that is your habit. And without awareness, you cannot start listening to the heart. But when you first start seeing this, then you have to start asking yourself, what am I doing? Because the habit of the mind will again and again try to get you involved, to take you away from your own center. So many dreams, so many ideas, so many wants, so many desires. So that's where discipline is needed. You have to have an vigilance to stay with your heart. You have to make that choice. Again, most people never get to that because they never see it. We are so used to being lost in the mind that we don't see it. So first, you have to have a touch of your heart. Then you come to this, that this commitment to the heart I look forward to. And from the mind, I feel totally split inside. Now, when you have seen that, then it shouldn't be a difficult choice. But again, that choice will challenge your life as you know it. And that's why people are afraid of the truth in the beginning, because it demands change, because you've been living as a sleepy person, as a zombie. And when you start seeing things from the heart, everything changes. But then it demands also that you have to listen. And listening to the heart means change. Most probably first in the beginning on the outside, with little things. I just love being this open. I can recognize it from earlier in life. But this time I'm aware, I understand, and it is okay to be this. Yes. When you are a child, of course, you live in the heart, but you're not aware of it. You live in innocence, but you are not aware of it. Why? Because the ego is not developed. So when the ego gets developed, you start getting a personality, ideas polluted by outside thoughts, expectations from society, from parents, from yourself, from comparing, from being somebody. Then you lose that touch. Then the ego takes over from your innocence. You become plastic. Then becoming aware of this again, is the whole journey back, a journey back to innocence, to your innocent child, they say, no? Like Jesus said, let the children come to me. Let the children come to me. That doesn't mean that he only wants children around. No, how long can he deal with that? He means that you have to become innocent. You have to have that childlike. You have to reclaim that childlike innocence that is hidden behind your ego, wrapped around you like a dark cloud. When that is gone, then you can, only then you can come closer. Because then you are available, you are innocent. You can feel a man like Jesus. That has to go. So it's true. You recognize this from earlier in life. Yeah, from your early childhood. Amazing how I found you. Or however it happened. I'm so grateful and still in awe. And curious, wondering, melting, devoted to dive deep into this mystery. Thank you, love. Mia. Yes. Nothing is more exciting than to dive into this mystery. That's the right spirit.
Hung my hat on a wishing tree. I asked for one wish. I could have had three, but I only asked for what I needed. I could have asked for money, riches and wealth, but all I really wanted was to find myself. Unaccustomed as I was to seeking, and my heart whispered inside, and the moon rose and the angels sighed. They said, here comes your second chance. You'd better believe it. Open up and receive it. Here comes your second chance. Take a deep breath. This is your second chance. Your father too. Make peace with the stranger inside of you, and forgive yourself for the things you tried and failed to do. Embrace your anger, your lust and your greed. That's how we drop the things that we don't need. Pick up a musical instrument or plant a seed. That was my heart whispering inside. Welcome, it said, you're home and dry. And here comes your second chance. You'd better believe it. Open up and receive it. Here comes your second chance. Take a deep breath. This is your second chance. Well, the years went by and my wish came true, and I find myself here with you. I had to climb, climb a mountain. There's no way around here. And we all come and go like waves in the sea, each with our own responsibility. Try to leave this world more beautiful than we found it. And that's your heart whispering inside. And you know your heart, it never lied. And here comes your second chance. You better believe it. Open up and receive it. Here comes your second chance. Take a deep breath. This is your second chance. This is your second
Beloved, where's Asmita?
Hi, hi.
Amor. Beloved, you came to me in a vision. We were preparing for the Last Supper, and I was going through the list of guests. You were there also. Checking with you to whom you would give bread. After naming the disciples one by one, I stopped when I came to Judas. Do you want to give him bread too? Yes, you said. But you know, he will betray you. Yes. But he's the one who needs help the most. Thank you, Babaji, for feeding me with your bread, no matter where I am, in darkness or light. I love you, yours, Asmita. Yes. I feed those who are hungry, even bread, but other things also, goodies. You have different levels of goodies. Some material, some non-material. It's layers and layers and layers. But even bread, you can only give it to those who are hungry. That means that somebody who's too full of ego, they cannot receive bread from a master. They have to be hungry. The bread is there, but where's the hunger? Where's your appetite? Who was in the river today? Ah, oh, come on. Hi. It's nice, no? With the sun and like that, huh? I know some of you are just used to just heavy clouds, but you know, maybe you enjoy good weather also once in a while. I don't know. The nice things with clouds and rain is that when the sun comes, you really enjoy it, no? When it's all the time sun, then you complain about that, too much sun. Many times it's like that, my God, when is the rain gonna come, no? Many places there's devastation, drought, 45 degrees burning. Many places in Mediterranean, in Greece, in Australia, in Canada, is all a disaster. The hottest ever. Here we are. Pa. Nice. Be aware of the mind. It can complain with anything. Beloved Babaji, thank you. I will not hold on to the experiences that are coming, past life, dreams, lucid dreaming, and all that. Thank you again and again. Your light is bigger than the universe. Your love opens up my heart. Your clarity washes my eyes. Your truth showers upon my spirit. I feel the glory and gift of being at your feet, sitting in satsang. My soul wants to explode of gratitude. I love you. Thank you for taking care of me. From yours, Chayu. Yes. It's nicer, no? No, you see. Isn't it great? No, it's no way back. Isn't that great? It's only forward. And this, with past lives or dreams or opening and Kundalini rising and visions, nothing wrong with it. It is part of the journey. And some people, they have to see many things or many experiences. So that is absolutely nothing wrong. I had many myself. But what I'm saying is don't get identified with it, because it's a cleansing. And the deeper you go, of course, because you've been on the surface, so of course deeper things will come. And many of those things, memories, visions, past lives, dreams, whatever it is, it can help you now to remember and see something. Something clicks. Oh, I have been on this path before. You get more strong in spirit. It can be helpful. Some things, obstacles maybe goes because you see where it come from. No? What I'm saying is just don't get attached to it. It's like going to a movie. That's how it should be. You must have heard before, many people before they leave the body, you know, or people who had near that experience, the whole life goes. So this is how it is. The whole, for many, 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 many hundreds of lives, can go. But don't hold on to it. That's the thing. It's just the cleansing to be here now. In peace. It's not only bad things that can take you away, it's the good things also. So what I'm saying, go beyond all things. Some people, they are like so much, they talking about these things and they want to be special, no? I feel this, I see this, oh, I remember this, oh yeah, I have so many guides, they tell me everything. Yes, but why are you still behaving like a fool? It's like that. You will be here in Norway for a while?
No, just for the retreat. Just for this retreat.
Then you go back?
I want to come in January also. I want to come for the winter also.
Have you been skiing?
No.
Never? That's going to be fun then, first time. Good. I have some lovers that they don't come now because it's too cold here, no? But in the winter they can come because then we are only inside, then it's warm, they say. My little Aruni, she's like that. No, it's so cold in the summer. In the tent, but in the winter I can come because then we are inside. See, that's how panda bears, they like it like that. Huh? Panda bears, they like cozy. Then she only goes from the main house into the cabin, like that. 10 steps of fresh air. I think that is why most people, they never get free, even on a material level, like on the physical plane, because the society is made to get you into a box. And the whole school and education and university, then you get somewhere, you become somebody, then you get stuck. Then that's how you should supposed to live till you die, no? Then you have your house, you have your neighbors, you have your name and all that. So how to change that? That takes a lot of intelligence and courage. Even that, which is just like minute beginning, so hard, no? And many of you, you know how hard that is. And many of you are in it in this moment, this challenge. So one way, which I think is the normal way, is that people break free from that and then gradually start, or maybe they change profession, they change, like, take it little by little like that, no? Any change, you're afraid. So how difficult it is to listen to your truth or listen to your heart or to be free or to stand up for your own intelligence. Because many people have it. I reminded of courage and intelligence. One beautiful soul called Sinéad O'Connor, she was Irish. She left her body just yesterday. She had most beautiful songs. Many of you must know about her. Nothing Compares to You was one of her hits, no? Let's play that song. I'm going to give her a good send-off. Because I love people who speak the truth, the courageous. They don't know, they don't care. Even if the world is crucifying them, the truth is so strong that they have to say it. That's how you all should be. Speak the truth, and then existence will take care of you. It will love you. Thank you. So she was a great light there in Ireland. But luckily we have Rahi here. He's the other one, very famous from Ireland. I hope you last a bit longer. May everyone be happy. Aum Shanti. She didn't find what she was seeking for, but Rahi did. How lucky. He is saying, beloved, everything is changing and I can't even write to you in the old way. Good. Something is synchronicity. Everything is one, inside, outside, same. Timeless memories remind me to wake up now. Yes. Everything is a teaching. Everything is support. All by your grace. There is a deep longing in to wake up, to become. Who is in and not just the butterfly dreaming. Thank you for being the bell, singing and being a light in the darkness. With all my love, Rai. You lucky Irishman. You should have told Mrs. O'Connor also. Ah, next time. We learn as long as we live, they say. I hope you do. But don't miss opportunity to wake up. Have courage. Decide. Stand up for yourself.
Christian mystic, or be born under a love. lucky star. You only need to be still and ask who you are. Be still and know who you are. And know the sound of one hand clapping. You don't need to read loud too. Just look around, look around. This is the sound. Do you hear it too? One hand clapping, one heart singing, one being being me and you. Only one unmoving ocean where many waves pass. The heart of this mystery, you only need to be willing to stop and see. See what is still and free. And you don't need to be whirling dervish, or study scripture, or travel far. You only need to be still and ask who you are. Be willing to know who you are.
So like a child, the earth in my hands, she's still alive, so caring and still so wild. I live, to learn. The flame of my being burns day to day, today. More than this, I can't say. Still on the mountain, the light through the trees, stars in a deep blue sky, the infinite face of such mystery just reaches this heart of mine. I live, to learn. The flame of my being burns day to day. Today, more than this, I can't say. You show me the true love, show me the real love. Standing naked, you show me the true love, show me the real love. My heart embraces being with you and all that it brings. I've such a longing to be free, and just who I am, I have yet to see. Still, you give your love endlessly. live, to learn. The flame of my being burns day to day. Oh, today, more than this, I can't say. Show me the true love, show me the real love. Standing naked, you show me the true love, show me the real love. My heart embraces, you show me the true love, show me the real love. Standing naked, you show me the true love, show me the real love.